My name is Angie Banks, so I'm now known as Angie Taylor Banks. So I joined when I was 11 years old. There was no girls' teams around when I was a kid, and the caretaker at my junior school actually told us there was a ladies' team in Brighton, and he had contacted, because he'd seen me and a friend of mine playing on the playground, but he contacted them and asked if two young girls could come along and play. As an 11-year-old, I was quite small and skinny, and I was playing against these grown women, and I absolutely loved it. I think we lost our first game, something crazy, like sort of 20-0 or something crazy. My mum and dad at the beginning thought it was just a phase, and even though they knew I loved football, they just thought, oh, it's never going to, you know, all this time I'm losing and everything, and didn't actually really get involved until I went to like Sweden and started playing at a higher level. So I wasn't supported, I wouldn't say much. It was a lot of my own doing, going on the bus, you know, at 11 years old, going to Withdean Stadium playing, East Brighton Park. Grew up playing football around boys and always boys, and then growing up playing with ladies, my physical side of the game had to improve instantly. So I think I had the technical talent. I think it just helped me to improve my game by playing with the older ladies as well. I played at a high level for Arsenal in England, and I was semi-pro. My escape was football from real life and school and things like that, because I was different. I was a different type of girl. I loved football, and at that time you were a bit strange if you were sort of, you know, young playing football. It wasn't, you know, why are you playing football? You're a girl, you know, that's not the sort of thing. So for me, football and playing alongside people that loved the same thing as me was my escape. And then when I went to Sweden, it was so normalised because they've been doing it since they were 5-6 years old. I felt completely at home, didn't feel different. And it wasn't until I came back to England 6 years later that it had started to change a little bit. And the first time I got my cap, it was in Italy. I won a penalty and things like that. I can't explain it. It's just one of them things you've just wanted as a kid, and you've always wanted it as a kid. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful time.